I am excited to be here to present this today. I, you know, just after 5 years of bringing this all together, just to be here to share with the group, we walked a year together in various things. So I am excited to take it and honored to be able to share these moments with you. And I would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for allowing us to share with you. Thank you for taking out of your time to come share with us in our presentations. But I must warn you, before I begin this presentation, you need to know that the material that will be presented may be offensive to you. It's not intended to be offensive. It's just to bring you to a point where you need to be aware, to bring an awareness of some of the things that I'm going to talk about in this presentation. This presentation I will give today is based on what I believe is the need for the church to be a more visible presence in the community by working together with various organizations, especially that of law enforcement. You see, both the church and law enforcement have been, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, ordained by God to bring about peace, to work towards justice, and to work at establishing fair treatment for all of God's people. If these are truly the goals ordained by God, then both the church and law enforcement must work together based on creating a change that come from biblical principles. Do you agree? You should agree. But all we have to do is just go to the gospel, to the word. It tells us. And all we have to do is look at the gospel of Matthew as we travel through. When we go to chapter 5 and we look at verse 9, what does it tell us about? It tells us about the Sermon on the Mount, where we are to be peacemakers. When we travel a little further and we go to Luke, this physician, in chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, he talks about justice. For he tells us in this narrative about a woman in the unjust judge. And when we get to the last gospel that we get to with John. John, when we get to chapter 8, verses 3 through 5, it's about fair treatment. Because in this narrative of John that is presented, it discusses about the woman caught in adultery. You see, a wise interpreter of Scripture would understand the necessity of the importance to bring about things which Scripture commands. The church and law enforcement should be those wise interpreters who work together. So thus, I have entitled, or I should not say entitled, but titled this project, Working to Create Change. You may say to yourself, why does both of these groups need to work together to create change in our communities? Here is a reminder of why we need to do so. Thank you. What a reminder of what we do, what we do. A reminder of reminding us of what we need to do and all the things that you just viewed. You see, during the research phase of this project, I did some checking on the statistical information of Lancaster City and Lancaster County. And it showed that there is a need to be concerned in our communities. Each week, you probably see the media reports on some type of crime or issue that shows that peace, justice, and fair treatment is lacking in our communities. You see, churches and law enforcement agencies are somewhat working at trying to bring about a change by various means. But they are not always working together. What makes this process for law enforcement so tough? To bring about peace, justice, and fair treatment is the way the agency is viewed by the individuals in the community. We only have to look at such instances as Ferguson, Missouri, New York, Utah, Wisconsin, and most recently, just looking at what happened in South Carolina. You see, I was driven by such incidents such as these to see what role our city churches played in partnering with law enforcement to ensure that we as a denomination were working to ensure peace, justice, and fair treatment was being enacted. Thus, this question that you see before you was posed. What role does the Lancaster Mennonite Conference City Churches and the Lancaster City District play in working with law enforcement within Lancaster County, Pennsylvania to ensure peace, justice, and fair treatment of laws are enforced without prejudice to all people in a post-Christendom context? This question led me to gather information that you may already know what the answer is to. But I wanted to let you know today, it was important for me to gather the information to find out for myself so that I could define for me as a non-traditional Mennonite a perspective of how I could be a much more mature practitioner who could become more Christ-like in my community of faith. I not only wanted to see what we were doing as a church by gathering information, but I also wanted to look at how we could become more formational as a church in presenting the fruits of the Spirit to law enforcement. This led me once again to our faith values as a community of believers who are concerned about a culture of peace for all. Now, you know, during our training and our classes, we come up with a lot of books that we have to read. But one stood out to me, and that was a book that was written by Eleanor and Alan Crider. And if I can get the gentleman's last name right, Paulus YJG, if I get close enough. A Culture of Peace, God's Vision for the Church. This quote stood out to me as, what are we doing as a church? Living as a culture of peace, as the quote says, requires not just ideas and beliefs. It requires us to integrate our belief system, values, commitment, our orientation, and most of all, our faith practices. Now, you know what? You are probably saying, what is the role of the church in interacting with law enforcement? I must say, I'm glad that you asked. To me, the answer is simple. The role would be the same as with those who are within the church, who are outside of the church, and to those who are on the margins of the church. You see, the mission of the church is to show the fruits of the Spirit, wouldn't you agree? Aren't we to take and show love? Work at bringing about joy and peace? How about learning to being patient? How about the kindness that we need to show? Don't forget goodness. How about your faithfulness in what you do? Gentleness. And most of all, self-control. If these attributes are seen by law enforcement officers and officials, they can be interpreted as a means of caring. Isn't it the role of the church to reach out to those who are hurting in our community? You see, if you haven't realized, those who are in law enforcement right now are hurting. And I hurt because I was a part of it. During one of Steve's classes, a Mission Deo class, we worked at looking at the various things along with this class of looking at the context of our churches. So when it came for my turn to put us in our context of looking at what Laurel Street was all about, through a suggestion from Steve to take and look at, invite law enforcement. And so the class met with the law enforcement officers in the community. And this had a dialogue that was so dynamic. It was so enriching. You see, this conversation was enlightening for the class as they were able to see the human side of officers as they expressed the realities of what is faced while performing the job. You see, my classmates who you have here today became aware of seeing the officers as victims as well, and the systemic problems that are facing our society today. If we as a church are to care for the victims of crimes of injustice, why aren't we not caring for those who are attempting to bring about peace, justice, and fair treatment? Why aren't we? You see, we as a church must recognize that these officers can be considered victims as well. The role of the church is to care for all those who are God's creatures, regardless of their occupation. You see, Jesus forged such relationships with less desirables of his context, such as tax collectors and prostitutes. These individuals were thought of as outcasts and those who were on the margins. But Jesus showed us that we are to apply the fruits of the Spirit to all people. You see, this is important to me to form a relation with law enforcement because it is personal to me as a student and as a former law enforcement officer. You see, I have been one to experience the abuse that you see law enforcement officers taking and having to put up with. We see the other side of which you see a victim or people complain about law enforcement. But on that day, our class got to feel for other individuals. You see, it may be surprising to you. I've been called the N-word. Does that surprise you? Did you know that I was spit upon? I've been called all types of names, every name except the child of God. Yes. Was I and am I not a child of God that deserves to be treated with respect and know that I am loved and cared for by those of the church as a former law enforcement officer, this is what I desire. I desired it from those I served in my community who expected to have the same treatment of being treated with respect. What are we doing today, church? I feel that at least the church should be setting examples for others by showing some type of relationship that would foster a love for all. You see this picture? That was me many a night when I had to work with people and deal, putting my hands, trying to figure out how I could help somebody. I had to go beat on a bag in the basement, a workout bag, because it was so painful and stressful that I didn't want to go out and beat up on someone else, but I went and beat up on the bag to relieve the stress that was going in society. Our role, church, is to be disciples. We're to show the fruit of the Spirit. We're to let people know that we care. Have you told a law enforcement officer that you care about them? You know what? Are we helping as a church in our role to help remove the negative aspects of law enforcement from community? But here's the thing. Are we a church who is being the salt of the earth? We are to be missional, my brothers and sisters. We as Mennonites can become transformational leaders of our communities by engaging with law enforcement, by providing a living theology through witnessing to a diverse community such as Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our mission, I believe, is to carry out the Great Commission of Jesus Christ by being missional in our efforts to remove resentment, fear, and oppression. But are we being the witnesses that we need? Are we taking and practicing a living theology that will bring about a transformation in our communities of law enforcement? Are we doing that? As you can see, and I get to looking at the results, I talked to you that you probably got results and would know what the results were like if I were to talk to you about it, because I got the information. But I just want to point this out, but it's a little more than just getting information. See, I got information, but what I got more was formational information. And I'll be glad to answer some of your questions in the questioning portion. But I wanted to go right to the results with this that I found from getting this survey information back from the pastors. I found out that we as Mennonites only seem to get involved with police through two ways. One is just by coincidence. For things in our relationship in the denomination, it's mostly just almost non-existent when it comes to dealing with law enforcement. The information said, hey, you know what? Only time we get involved is when they're doing investigative stuff. They'll knock on our door. We won't go knock on their door. They'll knock on our door and ask if we see anything. And that's the only time. And that was sad to hear. And then is the other thing is about what we do traditionally as Mennonites. We don't like to deal with government. No, that's government issue. But we better learn to deal with government. Because we have people in our congregations who are part of working those organizations who are out there who deal with the government every day. So how do we deal with that? You see, because we have this precept, and what I gather is taken, and what we do, we have our own little initiatives that we like, and they work well for us within our own group, and so we stick to them, but then we'll work out with other agencies that we might foster off or might branch off from us, or we might come in contact with them and work with them. And then we're satisfied. But there's a lot of resources available in law enforcement that would be so good for the church to be able to use. But here was what I want to say to you. Why I have this picture and why there's a need. why I want you to understand that this is something that needs to be done by the church. You see, my brothers and sisters, if we don't get involved or increase our role as a church, more types of acts that you see shown in this picture will be carried out by law enforcement. I looked at that and it's shocking. It hurts me to see that. That's not necessary. Somewhere it shows me that this individual may not know what the fruits of the Spirit may be. He may not know that someone cares about him when somebody, not saying this individual who may have something different, may have said something to cost him off on the wrong day or spit on him or spit on her, because this could be a female as well doing this. We as a church have to get involved. We have to. We can no longer choose just to be on one side when we go to a protest. We can't. But here's what I want you to see. I want you to hear. I want you to imagine your grandchildren living in an environment where law enforcement is conducting activities that are not godly, because we as a church who had an opportunity to do something did not do it because we felt that there was not a need to involve ourselves in a relationship, in that relationship because of what we have been had and held traditionally. Because we have these views. You see, a strong case that can be made for the church's involvement with law enforcement is that of looking at whether we as a church want to be a Paul or a Jesus. What do I mean by that? Once again, I'm glad that you're asking. You see, Paul in his ministry context had to contend with many cultures, religions, and laws in order to build the church. He had to pick and choose to ignore, challenge various aspects of society. Oh, but Jesus did not do so. Jesus did not act as Paul, even though he worked in a similar ministry context. Jesus kept his focus on doing the job of helping those who were outcasts, even when it was not popular. Even when it was not popular. Law enforcement is seen as an outcast today by society. But this does not stop the church from trying to make a difference by working together to bring about a change together. Jesus did so. So I asked the Mennonite church denomination, why can't we be more like Jesus, who did not worry about the cost of his life, but did the work of God? So, as a means of taking and forming a way of looking out, of bringing this together, I'd like to share what my recommendations would be. As a means of doing this, I believe a workshop can be one of those things that will help us break down a barrier because of the dialogue. Working in this workshop, what we can do with mutual understanding of implementing policies and procedures, working towards community peace and reconciliation, think about that. Building a partnership with a practice of communication. A lot of us don't communicate. Sharing the resources that I mentioned earlier. And the use of our skills and methods by all involved to work with both the ministry and law enforcement. We have a lot of great minds here and within the church. So does law enforcement. But being able to work together. So what I want to take and share with you is this. This is what I believe a workshop could be like for part two of this project. Think about this. Clergy and the law working together to make a change in our communities. Taking and coming and giving the Mennonite perspective, because most people don't know what our perspective is because we don't get it out there as much as we should. We're our own worst enemies, my brothers and sisters, when it comes to telling people what we really do. And then we can hear the perspective once again, as my classmates did, when we can talk to law enforcement. Because some of the information I got back from the police department said, we want to engage with you. We want to partner with you. They're dying to get near them because they know if they work with us as a community, it will take and solve a lot more problems that they won't have to deal with. And then I thought, if we really wanted to know, we talk about police chaplains. They have them, they're working. They give us ideas because they're in the ministry. And then having, so this would be what a day would possibly look like. And then I'll just like to share as I come to a close this, my comments. Although the results of this study show that the role of the Lancaster City District Mennonite churches work with law enforcement is limited. Very limited, I should say. This does not mean that the role of the churches cannot change, be changed. One solution, as I said, is to look at creative ways to work outside of the box in which we have been conducting our ministries within our community. This means leaving traditional practice behind and venturing toward new methods of assessing peacemaking efforts with law enforcement agencies. As a church denomination that claims to follow Jesus, the Mennonite church must recognize that they have to go to places and work with others who think differently but are working towards the same goals of peace, justice, and fair treatment. As I prepare to close this presentation, I would like to remind us that of our role as a church as a whole and as individuals. We are involved in a struggle, but it is no different since it's been from the beginning of time. We came across an author in a book that we read by the name of Howard Thurman, who was a precursor to the civil rights movement, a black theologian who shared, who mentored Martin Luther King and Andrew Young. What he did was this. He reminded them that they should go back to their primary experience of encounter. Their primary experience of encounter, which was the literal truth or the truth of God. And that truth and literal truth of God is this, from what I feel the Spirit is saying, is that we are to bear witness to all. We are to bear witness to all. And bearing witness to all is the literal truth that we, as a Mennonite church, need to do better. And we can do better. So, thank you very much once again for the opportunity.